Hello, welcome to Flashmeister's audio podcast.
Reading 37, swaps into bracket commodities. Hedging the oil price risk in the swap does not fully hedge the position. The dealer also has interest rate exposure. If interest rates fall, the dealer will not be able to earn a sufficient return from investing the effective loan to repay what has to be repaid in the subsequent years. Therefore, in addition to entering oil forwards, it would make sense for the dealer to use euro dollar contracts or forward contracts or forward rate agreements to hedge the resulting interest rate exposure. A swap is a contract calling for an exchange of payments over time. One can think of a swap as a series of forward contracts, an agreement to lend money at the implied forward rate. When a buyer first enters the swap, the market value is zero. However, once the swap is structured, the market value will no longer be zero. What are the two reasons for this? 1. The forward prices and interest rates change over time. Thus, one party will owe money to the other if one wants to unwind the swap. In the event that prices and interest rate forwards do not change, the value of the swap remains zero until the first swap payment is made. Once this is made, the counterparty would have to pay the buyer the effective loan made to unwind the swap. What is the formula for the commodity swap price? What is the variation of this formula that accounts for variable quantity? Hint: the commodity swap price is a weighted average of commodity forward prices. The formula is summation of the present value factors times the forward rate divided by summation of the present value factors. Again, it's summation present value factor I times forward rate for period I divided by summation of the present value factor I. Now, if there is variable quantity, you have summation of quantity in period I times present value factor for period I times forward rate for period I divided by summation quantity for period I times the present value factor for period I.